Welcome to Five for Today. The Bible is the most revered book in the world. It is also the most reviled. Millions of people turn to it every day to find inspiration and direction for their lives. Yet for 2,000 years, no other book has been so hated, vilified, and attacked. Many of its translators have been persecuted, tortured, and murdered, and countless copies of the good book have been banned or destroyed. The findings from the Bible Society, whose president is Dr. Richard Chartres, the Bishop of London, reveal a generation of parents who can't tell the difference between Hollywood films and religious stories from the Old Testament. A quarter of adults think Superman is a biblical hero, testament to a shocking lack of religious education. A third believe Harry Potter is based on a religious tale. Yet the same number do not know where the story of Adam and Eve is told. And while they are familiar with the musical Joseph and the amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, more than half do not know it was based on a Bible story. 6 out of 10 were in the dark over the feeding of the 5,000. 3/4 did not know the story of Daniel and the lion's den. And almost 9 out of 10 had not heard of King Solomon. Former poet laureate Sir Andrew Motion said Bible tales were indispensable to our understanding of the past and to the enrichment of our present. He added, "It's essential for us to keep these stories alive, regardless of our religious beliefs or lack of them." The Bible Society is appealing for parents to read these amazing, life-changing stories to their children. Dr. Richard Chartres, who preached the sermon at the wedding of Prince William and Kate Middleton in 2011, said, "We need to open up to a new generation, together with their parents, stories that are as inspiring and provocative as they were when first told thousands of years ago. Too few children have the opportunity to hear and reflect on what this life-changing book contains. Is the Bible the product of God or the product of man? Since man has never been able to write a better one, it sounds as if it came from God. Since it is in a class all by itself, it sounds as though it could not have come from man. Since men have never been able to destroy it, though they have desperately tried to do so, it must be the product of God. The Bible is God's great love letter to us, in person, in the person of Jesus Christ. So, have you reached to the shelf for that dusty old copy of the Bible and started to read it yet? You have? Brilliant. Make it a daily habit.